The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
846, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member. Talking about a recent spate of violence and shootings in the city. How you doing, J.P.?
I'm good. How are you doing, Tommy?
I'm all right. Are you concerned about this? And I don't mean that's a bad way to phrase that question, because naturally, as a council person, elected official, resident of the city, you are concerned. But are these anomalies that happen in every big city, or do you see this as some kind of trend?
I don't see this as a trend. Obviously, we are all tremendously concerned with the shootings. There's always additional attention given, and rightfully so, when you see children who are caught in the crossfire of incidents like this. But I think it's important to highlight the fact that as of today, we have a 53% drop in murders in the city over previous years. And I think the trajectory of the city when it comes to violent crime is still down. I think it's an aberration. I think that whenever you have weekends with a tremendous influx of people, and just to be honest, Tom, I remember when you're talking about, for example, the Bayou Classic or large events, a lot of those people aren't from New Orleans. So you see a large influx of people. I think that there's in any large city, you're going to see an influx of the potential for there to be conflict, but I will not discount the fact that New Orleans has a history of kind of having volatile mixes, and that whenever there's explosive violence of this level, it is jarring and disconcerting. But I still have absolute faith in Chief Kirkpatrick and what she's been doing with the department.
For people that, you know, and I get a lot of texts here from people that I think a lot of times like to mess all over the city, and sometimes they don't even come to the city. Talking about how unsafe it is, I don't have any qualms about going to Christmas lights here or there or this event or that event. I think, you know, part of the, and I'm not trying to get on my soapbox here but anything, but, you know, if you go live in America, you get shot anywhere with the, and I'm not trying to get anybody mad about guns or anything, but as many guns as are out there, you got a chance of getting shot no matter where you go. So I don't feel any really less safe in the city than I would in any other major American city, do you?
No, I think that's a great way to contextualize it. I think that whenever you have a major urban area where people, for the most part, live on top of each other, that whenever you have kind of histories of both like racial, socioeconomic, all these different tensions that are present, I think that there's a reason why suburbs exist, Tommy. People feel like in urban environments that they just feel in a lot of ways part of its conditioning that they're just inherently less safe. And so, I mean, I will never try to say that New Orleans is a safe Mayberry utopia, but as far as where it was, we're in a much better place than where we've been historically in the last 8 to 10 years. And I would say we're on a great trajectory to be one of the safer, larger cities. But to your point, I was shopping the other day, and I talked to someone who was telling me how unsafe they felt in the city, and I was like, when's the last time you were there? They're like, I haven't been in the city in 2 or 3 years. I live in Kenner.
Right.
And I was like, well, I get that that's your perception, but your perception is shaped by the stories you read, and as you know, there's a reason why it's called If It Bleed, It Leads. Yep. I mean, no one reports good things that happen in New Orleans. I mean, last year we had a council youth and recreation fund program. We gave money to all these different groups that do interaction with youth and culture bearers to minimize crime. there was literally not one newspaper or TV reporter in the room. So you only hear the bad stuff out in New Orleans, not the good stuff. I mean, the good news is you have people like Jeff Asher, who are statisticians, who are saying, here is the data. And some people read the data and go, well, the data is empirically showing crime is going down. But I think you also, on the other side, have people who are saying, well, New Orleans is just unsafe because in a lot of ways, especially at the state level, New Orleans is an excellent punching bag. And, I mean, crime was going down before the governor became governor. And I will say that certainly the governor has been supportive of the city and he's been helpful, but we were already on a decline the moment we brought in Chief Kirkpatrick from the work that had been done by Michelle Woodfork. So, I mean, the city takes crime seriously. We're spending money, effort, and resources, hire police officers, do alternative stuff, and it's all working. And it is a tremendous setback when you have an explosion of violence. But I would argue that if you pulled the paper or looked at every major city in the South, let's just say the South, let's say look at like a Atlanta, a Houston, a Knoxville, wherever, you would see similar explosions of violence at very bad instances. And as a country, we have a record number of mass shooting events versus every other country. And remember, a mass shooting event is defined as when more than, I think it's three people are injured in a gun shooting.
Let me say this, and I'm not trying to be Pollyanna-ish about it, but I was downtown not too long ago. Droy Duhon's Giving Hope Gala. Today is Giving Day. If you want to go to givinghopenola.org and give there or whatever organization you want to give to. And I think occasionally people need to come downtown and walk around at night in the Warehouse District, CBD, in different areas. And you got to be smart about it, naturally, maybe not at 2 a.m., but I think there's this perception that once the sun goes down, it's Dodge City, and that's not the case at all. And if you believe that, like you're talking about, JP, we got to take a break. We'll be back after this. Like you're talking about the person from Kenner, maybe you need to come down and take a walk just to see, because it'll open your eyes, really. 852, 8 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 858, Tommy Tucker, WWL, JP. I had my little piece earlier about, you know, if you just come in the city at night and you walk around, you'd be surprised how safe you feel. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's a good suggestion. I will say there is still work to be done. I mean, obviously, we are not resting on our laurels that this is, like I said, Mayberry, and it's the safest city in America, but we're making gains. We are rebuilding confidence, the public, and then OPD, and with the fact the city can keep us safe. And I just don't want these setbacks that we've had to undermine the confidence that the city is doing a lot of good work towards making the city a safe place for people to come with their families.
And the only point I'm making, and again, I'm not trying to be Pollyanna-ish about this at all, but to have this mindset that when the sun goes down, it's Dodge City, every man for himself, if you are in a crowded area with people, you'd be surprised how safe you feel. And it amazed me just walking from around the downtown area, going to the Hilton and then the French Quarter and areas like that. And I think that it's a misconception for people. Somebody texted and said, you can say what you want, but I have a lot less chance of getting shot on a North Shore. Well, yeah, maybe, but you also go into woods and a meet, and you got a lot less chance of that too. And there's nothing, right? I mean, you're not going to get the French Quarter. Go ahead, JP.
That's the Mayberry point. You also have a lot less people on the North Shore, and I'm not trying to inflame my North Shore friends, but it's also a lot less to do on the North Shore.
That's
so, I mean,
the point I'm making.
That's why suburbs exist, because people want to live somewhere where they can feel safer, and that's their choice. But don't dismiss or trivialize or discount the work that's being done in New Orleans because you live somewhere else. I mean, if you're someone who lives downtown and you feel unsafe every single day and you feel like nothing changed, I want to hear from you and I want to talk to you and see how we can fix that. But if you're someone who's checked out on New Orleans and you point to these stories and go, see, I told you, so that place is still, you know, Dodge City, where you walk outside and catch a bullet, well, I'm not really going to change your mind.
Agree. Thank you.